Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
something inside you doesn't sleep well.
Someone once told me this is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Judy wrote the saddest song shouted to a boy in school today, Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with the boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch, fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. She wrote was Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. The best looking boys are taken. The best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street for a mile. With the star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. With the parrot on your shoulder, saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy.
Esquecer a tristeza de um amor que passou. This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
is what is planned. Church pew, being taught that I was wrong. Still, I open that hymnal every Sunday. Learn that from the Old Testament. So bury me under the willow if you want. I'd rather be among the pines, sharing stories over whiskey and wine while you speak your truth and live your life. You say you come from nothing.
And you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Thank you. Help with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off Adamant and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie Mae. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. You settle for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour. I know.